From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. The Missouri Supreme Court is set to consider whether Ameren, Missouri can be taken to court for a 2012 drowning at the Lake of the Ozarks. Rachel Littman has the preview of tomorrow's arguments.
Braden and Alexandra Anderson were swimming in the Lake of the Ozarks on July 4, 2012, when they were electrocuted by a stray current from their family's dock and drowned. Ameren owns the lake, which is part of its Osage power plant system. State law says that private property owners who let people use their land free of charge for things like hunting and swimming cannot be sued if someone is injured or killed. A wrongful death lawsuit filed by the children's mother says Ameren is responsible for their deaths because the company does charge fees to have docks installed, and the children were killed by a dock that Ameren knew wasn't safe. In its Supreme Court filings, Ameren argues that the children drowned while swimming, a free activity. The company says its protection from lawsuits is not lost when a fee is charged for something other than the free use of the lake. I'm Rachel Littman.
The Columbia City Council has approved new regulations for ride booking services such as Uber and Lyft. An Uber representative says the new rules show the city does not welcome the services, despite support from residents. The regulations approved yesterday require ride booking services to get business licenses and license their drivers as chauffeurs. The drivers must pass background checks and their vehicles will undergo condition checks conducted by the city. Uber spokeswoman Carla Jacobs says the city's plan reduces safety for riders and drivers, and the insurance requirement is far too high. Less than 1 week after St. Louis County Circuit Judge Michael Burton ruled the Normandy schools unaccredited, the Missouri State Board of Education says it will wait to decide what actions, if any, it needs to take. Margie Vandeveen, Missouri's Commissioner for Elementary and Secondary Education, says the board also wants to make sure that any new law on student transfers helps students without financially harming their home district.
It's not necessarily the transferring that's negatively impacting. It's some of the tuition costs and transportation costs and all of that that's associated with it. So if we're able to put together something that is reasonable for both the sending and the receiving district, I think we'll help all kids in a much better way.
Student transfers almost made the Normandy district insolvent a year ago. Paperback novels and textbooks may be on their way out. The Missouri Military Academy is piloting Kindle Paperwhite technology in its middle school classes. Christine Smith is the assistant vice president at the Missouri Military Academy. She says the benefits of the digital novels and textbooks go beyond conservation and saving money.
We are 45% international, and so many students are ESL students, English second language, and the Kindle actually helps them with their English reading skills.
The Kindle Paperwhite has speaking capabilities and a built-in dictionary. Smith says this allows international students to expand their English vocabulary by learning pronunciations and meanings of English words they do not know. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.